In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Benton Township Police Department says it's investigating two fatal shootings that occurred on Wednesday at different times. Officers were first called to 1727 Crystal Court shortly before 7 a.m. on a report of an unresponsive man. They arrived to find the 29-year-old Benton Harbor man had suffered at least one gunshot wound and that he was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say at this time they have little information on what led to the first shooting. Then officers were called to the entrance of the Blossom Acres housing development shortly before 3 p.m. There they found two gunshot victims, a 17-year-old male and an 18-year-old male. The 18-year-old was pronounced dead shortly after being transported from the scene. The 17-year-old was shot in the leg and is being treated. Police say they spoke to several individuals at the scene who were recording, but officers got no cooperation. Anybody with information on either shooting is asked to contact the Benton Township Police Department. The Berrien County Election Commission has rejected recall petitions filed against two members of the Lakeshore Public Schools Board of Education. The commission held a hearing on Wednesday on the petitions to recall Jason Beckrow and Rachel Wade. Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler said the language in the documents wasn't clear.
I'm going to make a motion that the language is not clear, and because portions of this petition do not meet statutorial criteria, and that I reject the petition.
A Lincoln Township resident filed the recall petitions, saying the trustees violated board bylaws by serving six-year terms instead of four-year terms. District officials have said Lakeshore School Board members have been elected to six-year terms since 2012. The petitions also said that the two should be recalled for voting to keep a mask rule in place at Lakeshore after the Berrien County Health Department dropped its own rule. The petitioner was expected back at the county elections office later on Wednesday to file new language. St. Joseph residents are being warned of a scam detected by the St. Joseph Township Police Department this week. The St. Joseph Department of Public Safety says township police were called to a home on a report of a suspicious situation around 6:15 p.m. on Monday. They learned someone had gone up to a woman's home claiming to be a representative of ADT Security Services and seeking to be allowed inside. The caller did not let them in, and the suspect left. Police later contacted ADT Customer Service and were told ADT does not send out representatives unsolicited. ADT also said its representatives will be wearing clothing with the ADT logo, and the vehicles being driven will be marked with the ADT logo as well. Police advise everyone not to fall for such attempts. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.